You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. As always, we're at the Landmark in Marylebone. I'm joined by promoter Frank Warren. So, big news last night, Frank. We learnt in the evening yesterday that Tommy Fury and Daniel Dubois will be out August 29th in Cleveland on the Paul Woodley undercard. Just firstly, how did them deals with Showtime come about, Frank?
We've been talking to them for ages, and they're very, very interested, obviously, in Daniel, and so we're looking to get him some exposure in the States, and it's great. This will be great exposure for him. It's a good platform for him, and obviously the Tommy thing's been rumbling with Logan for a couple of months now, so it's a good idea to put him on the card as well.
Of course, this will be massive exposure for Daniel Dubois, who we'll start with. He takes on Joe Cusimano, who I believe has never been stopped. A Sicilian heavyweight. Just talk to me about choosing Joe as Daniel's opponent.
Well, you know, they gave us a list of opponents to pick from, and that was the guy that we all settled on. So I'm okay with the opponent, and Daniel's really got to look good out there. I mean, this is a massive platform that he's got. You know, Showtime have got a big audience, and the fact that, you know, this crossover audience that's happening at the moment with these YouTuber guys, we're going to capitalise on it.
We know the American fight fans love a heavyweight, and if Daniel can produce a big knockout, not to put any pressure, but if he can get a showreel knockout on Showtime, that's going to send out a big statement.
Well, it will do, and I think that, and the thing is, he really has got to do that. You know, I don't even go over there going through the motions. I mean, he doesn't do that anyway, but, you know, I want him out there, and I want an explosive performance for him. I really do want it. Just say the guy's never been stopped, so let's hope he's going to be the first guy to do it.
Frank, there's two sides to this. Firstly, I'll say, as you said, massive exposure. Jake Paul even went on his Instagram story and put something like, I've got one of the best prospects in world boxing, Daniel Dubois, on my undercard. So that, I mean, he's got about God knows how many Instagram followers. So that's exposure. Obviously, he's going to be on Showtime on a pay-per-view card to a massive American audience. The other flip side is obviously Matchroom received the same criticism that Billy Joe Saunders and Devin Haney were on the undercard of two YouTubers. Obviously, we've got a YouTuber and an MMA fighter. How do you feel about Daniel being on the undercard of a YouTuber and an MMA fighter?
Well, Daniel's never fought on a Showtime card or a big card like that before. So for me, it's a step up for him, you know. Criticism, I suppose, if anyone made any criticism of Billy Joe. Remember, Billy Joe was with me before we both of us mutually agreed to part company. You know, Bill was a world champion. I suppose that's the only difference in it. But I'm not really interested in what was said. I mean, I'm not, you know, I haven't got a lot of time, to be quite honest, for this, you know, watching these guys' YouTube. I've made it very clear my position on it, and I've been very clear to say also I appreciate all the endeavours they put into what they do. I'm interested in the careers of Daniel and Tommy Fury. And for Tommy Fury, it's also great exposure. And if this fight can be made, and there's a lot of talk about it being made, then why would I stop him from having that opportunity? That's a great opportunity for him and a chance to have a massive payday. And as I say, for Daniel, it's a no-brainer. I'm not promoting the show. You know, they approached us. We had other things in mind for the both of them, but it was too good an opportunity for their careers to pass it by.
Appreciate that. Obviously, Daniel and Tommy fit kind of the model for Showtime for this card. But will we see perhaps more of your stable if the deal and the opportunity is right to go on Showtime?
Well, I launched Showbox years ago on Showtime, you know, and I've done loads of shows over the years with them. And it'd be nice we've reconnected, and it'd be nice if they, you know, if Daniel does what he has to do, and we've got some of our other fighters, if they perform like we hope they're going to do over the next few months, that we can start doing some shows together, more shows together. I'm up for that, and obviously I'm really interested in, from Tommy's perspective, to be getting getting this fight on with Paul.
Before we go into Tommy Fury, just the last one on Daniel Dubois. There were rumours circulating for this card that Daniel could be facing Trevor Bryan, obviously with the WBA situation. Where are we with that, Frank?
We're still working on it. It's all up in the air at the moment, so we hope it'll all be sorted out soon. I believe, you know, the key to this, I think, is when AJ has his fight. After that, there's some decisions got to be made with all the governing bodies, and obviously, as far as Daniel's concerned, I think we can push on for the bigger fight, which is what we're trying to do. And if we get that, hopefully, as I keep using the word hopefully, but hopefully he does the job, and if he does the job we all think he can, then we'll get them on board as well for that fight. Obviously, he's an American fighter, so it should be a, you know, fingers crossed, a fight that we can make easily.
Well, excited to see Daniel Dubois live on Showtime pay-per-view on the 29th of August. Likewise with Tommy Fury, he takes on Anthony Taylor, who we know is in camp with Jake Paul, sparring partner, the mates as well. So that's a nice little narrative, isn't it?
Well, I think they're testing the water. That's what that's about. So it is what, you know, it is what it is. As I say, again, Tommy's got to go out there and he's got to do the business. But the fact he's on the card, the fact they'll be sitting at the same table for the press conferences out there, it should be some fun, and hopefully it pushed the fight, make the fight easier to make.
Again, rumours circulating that Tommy Fury has done a two-fight deal with Showtime. Can you confirm that, Frank?
Yes, it is a two-fight deal.
So the fact that Showtime are investing in Tommy Fury to get him on the card, on Jake Paul's undercard, are we to believe that the second fight with Showtime will be a fight with Jake Paul if Jake and Tommy win on the 29th?
We're not that far down the road yet. Not that far down the road.
We can all speculate, though.
We can speculate as much as you like. You know, keep it going, keep the pot going, and then let them do it. Both of them got to put in some really good performances over there in Ohio. They do that, and then we move on to the next phase.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.